There's no such thing as camp when it comes to supersizing your business. Sharon Horn Elsmere. Did anyone tell you today that you're terrific? If they haven't, you are awesome. So there's no such thing as camp. It's not actually an idiom. It is a saying that I heard my entire life and I have lived by and believed my entire life. My dad, one of his most famous sayings before he passed away in 2015 was, there's no such thing as camp. And he would say repeatedly whenever my sisters and I grew up in a family of all girls, and so my dad was sorely outnumbered, but he would encourage us to figure things out, to work hard, to do things until we actually succeeded or achieved what we wanted with them. And it's one of the best lessons that he's ever taught me, for sure, and I would suspect my sisters as well, because we learn to be resilient, we learn to be consistent, we learn to keep trying until we figure things out. We learn to solve problems and make things work out for us. So my question for you today is, and I'm going to share a bunch of can't idioms, because there are a lot of idioms that have the word can't in it. There's no such thing as can't, just doesn't happen to be one of them. It's not an idiom. I think there's a book by the name, and there's probably a song, and I'm sure there's many stories told about things that we've overcome that we thought we couldn't do, but we actually figured out a way to pull them off. I think of a lot of things in my life that I thought I couldn't do initially, or I thought it would be really, really hard. And most often it's, we think it's going to be too hard, so we don't even try. It's not that we can't actually do them. If anyone has ever done something like we want to do before, that's absolute positive proof that we can do it too. Think of the 4-minute mile, and I'm kind of over that example because everyone uses it as, once we believe something is possible and we break a barrier, then all kinds of other people do it as well. I think there were like 50 some people that ran a 4-minute mile after the record was broken. The same is true of anything else you can ever imagine. You know, the $1 million in a day thing. So many people think that that's impossible, yet there's a lot of different ways to make $1 million in a day. So what are some other can't idioms? Let me find my giant magnifying glass and see if I can see them. Can't wait, can't stand, can't bear, can't take it, can't be bothered. That's kind of a big one, right? I can't be bothered to go for this, or I can't be bothered to work hard enough to supersize and grow my business. Can't take my eyes off of him, her, or it. One of the best things we can do is say, I can't take my eyes off my goal. If I keep focusing on what I want, I'm bound to get there. Can't win. Boy, that's a disempowering belief. And it's also absolutely false and not true. Can't help it. Really? Can't we help it? There's pretty much anything we can help that we're saying we can't help. Can't think straight. Well, sometimes we get discombobulated and that's a struggle, but we still can. Can't hear myself think. Okay, I may be guilty of saying some of these throughout my lifetime. Can't for the life of me. That's a pretty fun one. Can't get you out of my mind or my head. Definitely thought that before. Can't get enough of something or someone. Can't resist. Can't get enough of something or someone. I can't read the rest of them. Anyway, there's a whole list of them. There's a whole slew of things. Plus, we always, as human beings, think of things that we can't do, right? But what if we flip that around, just like we do with thinking there's no such thing as can't, and think about the possibilities? Because we really do live in a world where pretty much anything is possible. And if no one else has figured it out yet, that's just a bigger challenge for us to take up the gauntlet and find ways to figure out and do and create whatever it is that we want to create in the world. And that especially applies to building and growing and supersizing our business. I remember thinking in a couple of my businesses over the decades that, geez, this business is just small and it's just going to stay small. And I was telling myself that I can't grow this business. It won't grow. And lo and behold, as soon as I questioned that belief, I can't do this, I can't grow this business, guess what? We supersized and grew that business. It's why I'm so passionate about helping other people to grow and build and supersize or create whatever business they want in the world. Because it's up to us, right? It's up to us to make the world what we want it to be. Instead of complaining about things that we don't like, what if we just change and create things that we do like? Mind blown. All right, have an awesome day. If I can help you in any way, let me know. Otherwise, I will be with you tomorrow with another idiom. I'll pick an idiom that actually coincides and do the research. What does it mean? Where does it come from? With this year's No Nonsense November for the annual challenge, our BU 365-day challenge to do one thing every day that improves us. We're doing No Nonsense November again, and it's my dad's birthday, so I could not share one of the biggest lessons I've learned, and that is that there's no such thing as can't. Have an awesome day, and I'll be with you tomorrow.